Hey friends, thanks for joining us for the Messiah's Misfits podcast. No matter where you are in your walk of faith, this podcast is to help you grow and to learn. I'm Mary Ventures, and I'm joined with my friends Randall and Josh Newby.
Hello.
Greetings.
Greetings. Last week it was Charlotte's Web.
Salutations.
Oh my.
And yes. I remember the rat's name, Templeton. I don't know, people. I don't know. I read that book a bunch.
Wow.
Did you read it this past week?
No.
No?
Okay. No, it just came back into my remembrance.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Good memory.
Well, I'm working on it.
I didn't read the book, but I watched it.
You watched the movie?
There you go.
Well,
we are human people.
We are.
That's why we're called the Messiah's Misfits.
That's right. Yes.
Just join right on in and laugh with us.
We're a little bit crazy. Just love us anyway.
I mean, the Bible even says that a merry heart doeth good like a medicine.
That's right. And he said we're peculiar people.
Very peculiar people.
I fall right into that.
Some more than others.
That's true, Josh. Is true.
I just thank the Lord we can have joy.
Oh, yes.
You know, we as Christians, we ought to be having the best time of anybody on earth.
The joy of the Lord is our strength.
Oh, hallelujah. Amen. We ought to be a joyful people and just live life and just enjoy the goodness of the Lord.
That's right.
You know, have y'all been noticing the sunrises lately?
Oh, gorgeous.
You know, I think I've been enjoying more of the sunrises lately than ever before. They're just been absolutely phenomenal.
Right.
You know, a lot of times we say, well, the sunset, but I did. Those sunrises here recently just been absolute, been thrilling my spirit and my soul and just enjoying the creator.
He said, Randall loves sunrises. I'm going to bless him.
I have been super blessed by it.
Praise God.
So, that was free.
That was a little nugget.
The goodness of the Lord, what we got to be thankful for, that knowing we can be a thankful people to all that God has done for us and allowing us to have great friends and great friends through our podcast.
Yes.
You know, we just love you guys.
We do love y'all. Y'all get you some coffee, get comfortable, and let's talk about Jesus.
Amen.
That's what I'm talking about.
Amen. Amen. Get your word out and get your notebook, pen. Maybe, as I tell folks in church, get a mascara, some lipstick, and toe jam or something. Write it down. If it means something to you, write it down. Underline it.
There you go. Yes.
You know, you can also type on a computer. That seems to help, too.
What's that?
Well, here comes a new generation.
What is that?
This is a yonker over here.
There are better ways than toe jam and mascara and lipstick and all that stuff.
Well, for you older folks, get your Big Chief tablet and your number two lead pencil.
There you go.
I just feel good in my Pentecostal spirit tonight.
I just feel
good tonight. Praise the Lord. It's been a wonderful week, and God has blessed us tremendously.
Amen.
Knowing that God is on my side.
Yes.
And knowing that we're victorious, we're overcomers by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of our testimony. We're a blessed people. So anyway,
Chosen.
I just feel good tonight.
Yes,
just feel
me
good.
Too.
So just welcome. Just everybody just welcome tonight. Yes. Join us and have a great time as you tune us in. Thank you, guys. Go ahead, Mary. Go ahead.
Well, you know what? We're going to just continue with what we were doing last week because it was so good.
It was just good.
And we did not get near as far as we wanted to. So we're going to talk a little bit about being devoted in serving.
Wow.
You know, it's serving the Lord is really not an option. He wants us to serve him.
But it's the attitude that we serve him with.
Yes, yes. Don't do it grudgingly.
Yes.
You know.
Well, he said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. He wants us to come and to take up our cross and follow, but in a loving attitude.
Oh, yeah.
Not as grudgingly or drudgedly or looking at just burdensome.
Yeah.
But it's a joy.
It is.
It's a joy. It's a joy to serve the Lord.
Well, you know, sometimes I don't want to leave the house. I like being at home. Do you ever like just being at home? And, you know, you have to get out and you think, oh, I really don't want to go to this. I just really don't want to do it. And you get there and you have the best time you've ever had.
True. True.
He's like, see, I'll show you. Get up and move. Yes.
That's right.
Well, let's start out in Deuteronomy. Go back to Deuteronomy, I guess. 13 through 19, real quick.
We're still in the sixth chapter?
We are. Sixth chapter, 13 through 19. It's just good.
It's been a great lesson. We just kind of took our time going through this, but man, it's been absolutely fabulous. So
well, you don't want to miss anything. You want to get every nugget you can out
of
it, right?
There's a treasure field here that's full. We're prospectors.
There you go.
We're
Let's get to digging, folks.
And we're digging in the
Word of
God. What
do you say that other one? It's already digged for you.
Amen.
So now you got to dig in the Word yourself now. Come on. But verse 13 says, "Thou shalt fear the Lord thy God and serve him and shalt swear by his name."
Serve him.
Yes, serve.
It's that right
Very
there.
Important.
To fear is to honor him,
yes.
to reverence him, to come with a respect unto him.
Oh, yes.
And then it says to serve him.
Serve him.
They that wait
in the morning
upon the Lord,
yes,
he shall renew
their strength.
The more we wait upon the Lord, which is serving him.
That's right.
He's going to renew our strength.
Yes.
So
and he does. That's a true fact.
So when you feel like you can't go another step, yes, you can.
You can.
You can.
Yes.
Because he'll renew your strength as the eagles.
Yep.
And
mount up with wings as eagles.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. There's a joy.
And
it brings a sense of, what's the word I'm looking for? It brings a sense of encouragement to you.
Yes. Uplifting.
What he says, well done.
Yes.
Well done, thou good and faithful servant.
That's right.
You know, and so it just brings a sense of you worked for it. You get the reward.
Yes.
It's rewarding.
But,
so I guess
but
what
like
I'm
you
saying.
Said, do it with a loving heart.
Oh,
do
absolutely.
It with joy in your heart because if you do something downtrodden, like it's just wearing you out, you know, everybody notices that. Don't be that way. Be happy.
Says, be not weary in well-doing. For in due season you shall reap.
Amen. That's good.
You know, so when you just look at that there, God just gets you that extra strength and puts a little zip in your step.
Amen. You're like a Bible audio book. That's what he just zips them out, don't he? That's wonderful.
God is good.
Yes, he
God,
is.
The word is real. The
yes.
word is gold.
Yep.
Word is gold.
And he said he'll write his David said, "Write your words on the tablets of my
yes,
heart that I might
amen.
Not sin against
amen.
You."
Amen.
I love
Praise
David.
The Lord.
Anyway.
So serve him.
Serve him. Yes.
And thou shalt swear by his name. No greater name.
That's right.
There's no greater name right there. He said when he could swear by no greater, he swore by himself.
That's right. That's
powerful,
right.
Powerful name. Powerful. Go ahead.
Well, he says, "Ye shall not go after other gods of the gods of the people which are round about you." Stay away from them idols.
They was a holy people.
Yes.
But he brought them into a land that was being held and being lived in by pagan people.
As my mom would have said, it was an unholy mess.
Yes.
Yes.
But God said, we're going to go in, we're going to take the land because I've already given it to you. I made a promise to Abraham,
yes.
Isaac, and Jacob. So he said, you're going in amongst a unholy people
mm-hmm.
who are pagans, who do not serve God. But he said, I want you to go in. But he said, do not go after other gods.
Yes.
He had already proven himself
mm-hmm.
that he was the true God.
Yes. Well, and their actions had already proven to him that he needed to say that.
Yes. Yes.
I mean, that's sad.
Yes.
It's kind of like, you know, when you open something and it says, don't eat this. And it's like, what? Somebody must have ate that at some point that they had to put that on that box, whatever it is. You know.
Somewhere. Sometime.
Somewhere.
Somebody.
That's right. That's right.
Do not touch the wet paint.
Exactly. It's not for internal use. But
but God had to tell the people as I mean, this is a strong meat
yes.
right here. This
yes.
is not something just.
No,
I mean,
not.
He said, "You shall not." That's
yes.
a command.
You're right.
Don't do it.
Yeah.
Don't.
Yeah.
Go.
When my dad said, "Don't do it," you didn't do it.
Yeah.
You knew what was coming.
Yeah.
And I believe they knew, but they just weren't listening.
Right.
But he said in 15, "For the Lord thy God is a jealous God among you, lest the anger of the Lord thy God be kindled against thee and destroy thee from off the face of the earth."
Wow.
That's something right there.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
He's not playing around, folks.
No, no. And we don't play around with God.
No.
God is not someone we play around with.
No.
He said that the Lord is a jealous God, and he's among you. God is a God that is near us.
Yes.
He's a God that wants to have a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
He's a God of fellowship.
Mm-hmm.
He's a God that's just one with us.
Yes.
And that's what makes him a person above any other God out there.
Yes.
You have to bring them things. You have to haul them around, pick them up and carry them. Mm-hmm. But God is a personal God who loves us.
He is. And you know, he's in your relationship with him. You know, when you if you serve other gods and you put other things before him, you're cheating. That's betraying. You're betraying him. And if you've ever been betrayed by a friend or a loved one or just anybody, it hurts. It stings. And, you know, why would we want to do that to our Lord?
Right.
After all the good that he has done for us, why would we want to do that to him, to cause him that kind of hurt?
You know, when you go back to the Exodus 20, which is going back to the original Ten Commandments.
Mm-hmm.
He says that thou shalt have no other gods before me.
Right.
Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above or that is in the earth beneath or that is in the water under the earth. Well, no one has ever seen God.
Mm-mm.
So they couldn't make an idol that looked like him. So they all had to do was what they had seen.
Right.
So God was clarifying that there. Verse 5, thou shalt not bow down thyself to them nor serve them. God says, serve me, don't serve them.
Right.
He says, for I, the Lord, thy God, am a jealous God.
Yes.
I, the Lord, thy God, am a jealous God.
Mm-hmm.
He was expressing his love. He was expressing his authority and his sovereignty.
Mm-hmm.
He was expressing that. I'm deity.
Right.
I am deity here. Mm-hmm. There's no other, I have no equals.
Right.
There is none beside me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so don't go after false gods.
No.
Don't go after false idols. He said, do not be deceived by these pagan nations of their earthly idols.
Right.
He said, do not be deceived by them.
And you know, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
You know what I find funny is, you know, the Lord says that he made us in their image.
Yes.
Right? But look at all these gods that they built and they made. You know, I'm thinking of the Ten Commandments, the movie. Remember when they had the big, I don't know what that thing was,
ugly.
A jackal?
Yeah,
one in a
ugly,
jackal.
Vile thing.
But where did they come up with that?
Well,
all
they saw, they just made of what they saw.
Right.
That's why God, you couldn't ever make nothing look like God because nobody's ever seen, because God is a spirit.
Exactly.
So they couldn't make nothing look like him. So they're making the birds, the fish, or the beast, or whatever, cows.
The sun. I know they did worship the, you know, but He told them and told them and told them, don't touch it. Don't look at it. Don't think about it. Don't do it. And they did it anyway.
Yeah. That's the fall of mankind.
Yes. Yes.
That's the fall of
sin. Adam did the same
thing. Sin is deceitful. Sin is deceitful. Sin is deceitful. Sin is deceitful.
It is.
And it's out there. But he knew that they were going to be tempted.
Yes.
Because he said, love not the things of the world.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the device that Satan uses to bring us down, Satan's ultimate goal is to steal, kill, and destroy.
That's right.
And so he was trying to destroy God's people through this right here. But God stepping up and he kept warning them. He set up barriers. He set up margins. He said, do not go past this.
Right.
Do not go past this. And because he said, you know, they were going to be tempted.
Mm-hmm.
They were going to be tempted in this. And, you know, when you go back to Exodus, the 17th chapter, I want to read something here in Exodus 17 verses 1 through 7, I believe it was.
Mm-hmm.
So just bear with me here. So if you got your Bibles, Exodus 17, 1 through 7. He said, and all the congregation of the children of Israel are journeyed from the wilderness of Sin after their journeys according to their commandment of the Lord and pitched in Rephidim, and there was no water for the people to drink. Wherefore the people did chide with Moses and said, give us water that we may drink. And Moses said unto them, why chide you with me? Wherefore do you tempt the Lord? God tells us, don't tempt him.
No.
He said, and the people thirsted there for water, and the people murmured against Moses and said, wherefore is that thou hast brought us up out of Egypt to kill us and to kill our children and to kill our cattle with thirst? But Moses cried unto the Lord, saying, what shall I do unto the people that they almost be ready to stone me?
Mm-hmm.
And the Lord said, look at this. Watch this. God is a personal God. When we approach him with our concerns, when we approach him with what's going on in our life, God responds.
Yes.
that's the personal relationship, and that's what God is trying to stress to him. I'm your God.
Right.
Look to me.
Yes.
I will supply for you. I will provide for you. I'll be your peace. I'll be your fire by night. I'll be your cloud by day.
Right.
Don't look to these other gods. Look to me.
Yes.
Look to me as the author and the finisher of your faith. Look to
Amen.
Me.
Yes.
So he said, so when Moses cried out, the Lord said unto Moses, go on before the people and take with thee the elders of the Israel and take thy rod. Wherefore thou smotest the river. He said, what you've done before.
Yes.
Because it worked then. Hello.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Yes.
If God provided for you yesterday,
yes,
you can count on God
Do
providing for you today.
Yes.
And that he's the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore.
Yes.
He said, take the same rod, take the same faith, take the same belief
yes.
that you had. My Lord is Holy Ghost God. He said, take the same rod wherewith thou smotest the river and take it in your hand.
Amen.
That's right there, audience. Take the word of God
yes.
in your hand. Take the promise of God and don't let it go.
That's right.
You stand firm. You hold fast to what you have. Let no man steal your joy.
That's right.
Take in
Amen.
Thy hand. And he said, I want you to go.
Mm-hmm.
Woo, that's Holy Ghost good
it
right
is.
There. I want you to go. He
yes.
said, you don't stand here and doubt me.
Right.
Trust me
yes.
and go.
Mm-hmm.
Trust me and go. Behold, hallelujah.
Yes.
Behold, I will stand before thee there upon the rock in Horeb, and thou shalt smite the rock. And when you do, there shall come forth water
yes.
out of it that the people may drink. And Moses did so in the sight of the elders. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Woo, that'll make you shout
yes.
right there. That's the favor of God.
Yes.
That's the divine blessings of God.
Mm-hmm.
Do not doubt him.
Right.
Trust in this God who is jealous over you.
Right.
Trust in this God who has engraved your name and your name upon the palm of his
yes.
hand.
Yes.
Trust in this mighty God who died for you.
Amen.
Trust in this God,
Come on.
who ever lives to bless you.
Yes.
My Lord. Whew. Man, I mean,
loves.
I hope our audience is just shouting right
yes.
about now, just having a Holy
oh,
Ghost
yeah.
fit.
There you go.
Man, this is good stuff of what God is doing because
yes.
he loves us.
He does.
God's love is, when we serve God out of this, we're showing God that we're zealous for him.
Yes.
We're showing that we have an allegiance to him, that we have a loyalty.
Yes.
A loyalty to God, something that is ardent, something that is faithful to God.
Yes.
Oh, my Lord.
Praise
you
God.
Know, it's having I could go on with these synonyms.
Right.
But it's having a true devotion to God.
It is.
Having a true devotion to God. Having that affection.
Yes.
You know.
Well, you know, we talked in the segment before this one, we spoke about he's our anchor. He's everything.
Yes.
He will ground you, like we said before, when everything's falling apart around you. And people will be like, how are you so calm?
Yeah.
How are you so calm? Why aren't you panicked? Because
I know
who's riding my ship.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. He walks on the water.
I know the master's on board.
That's right. Amen.
I know the master's on board. And I've told people like this, if your Bible's falling apart, you're
yes.
not.
That's right. That's right.
You're not because you've been in your word.
Amen.
He said, hide thy word in your heart. Hide God's
yes.
word in your heart.
That you might
That's
not
what keeps you. What keeps
yes.
you calm in the storms of life.
Praise God.
That's what keeps you from doubting Him.
Yes.
But it just trust God that He has the ability.
Yes.
He has the ability to provide.
Yes. He does.
He does.
He does.
And
you know.
Now notice this is action. He told Moses what? He said, Moses, it's in your hand.
Yes.
If you didn't got it in your hand, you can't
That's right.
get it. He said, but I put it in your hand.
And he did it more than once.
Yes.
And he,
yes.
I mean, he parted the waters. Mm. He made it. He brought water out of the rock before. He did it
wow.
again. There were so many things that repeat that he does with them in the Bible.
He has to repeat it because
we are thick-headed.
We are leaky cisterns.
We are.
We leak out. We forget. We got so much activity going on, we forget,
yes.
but God is constantly and consistent. The Holy Spirit is consistently and constantly reminding
yes.
us.
Yes.
That's why it's so important that we get in God's Word daily and
yes.
and share it with God and just visit with God and share with others, get
yes.
with other believers.
And express your faith by keeping His commandments.
Yeah.
Walking close to Him. Let other people see Him through. Because I'm going to tell you what. I don't care where I'm at. If I see a believer, I know it's a believer. I can
yeah.
see it all over you.
Yeah.
I can see that.
Oh, there's
the
kindred spirit.
Yes.
There.
Yeah, you're drawn spirit. To one another. Absolutely.
You have that same spirit, same love.
Yes. And that's, I feel, that's his mark on us. He's like, oh, that one's mine. Boom, I'm going to mark you.
But, amen.
But, you know, obedience and service to the Lord would bring God's blessings, which would be success in the promised land.
Wow. It's just expressing our faith.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, God knows what's in your heart.
Absolutely.
Anyway. But when you express this faith, you're expressing it to people around you, and it's an encouragement.
And it's an expression of loving him.
It is.
When you're sharing him with other people, he said, love your neighbor as yourself. Yeah. Well, if I'm going to love you as myself, I need you to get on board with Jesus. Because I want you to get what
get
I got.
Get on board.
Amen.
Get on board.
Praise
what
God.
What you waiting on?
You gotta get it.
Get it under the blood.
Yes.
Get it under the blood.
Amen.
Praise God. Let him in your heart. You
yes.
Know, I was thinking of that song, I guess, for the last couple of weeks. Again, it's kind of we used to sing it in booster band a lot as kids growing up. But it says, come into my heart.
Oh, yeah.
Lord Jesus. Come in today.
To stay. Yeah.
You know, I thought, you know, that was a powerful song.
It was. Yeah.
And it's still powerful today. We don't sing it near enough.
No. I was assembly booster, too.
Yes. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Booster club all the way.
That's right. We got up there and sang every Sunday morning.
Amen.
Whether
Father,
we wanted to
Father
or not.
Father Abraham.
That's right.
And
half of us was picking our nose and the other half was crying, but we were singing.
Still singing for Jesus.
Hey, that's some of that, going back to the previous segment about how teach your children.
Amen.
Bring them up.
Amen.
Yes.
Yeah, we want to be in booster band or not, we were.
Yes, we were.
Them spiritual mamas in the church.
Yes, if you didn't want to be in it, you would get boosted in it, okay? That's what I'm talking about.
I know my kids have all been in a booster band.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Yes, yep. Yeah. Yep.
Didn't hurt y'all.
Nope.
We didn't have an option.
No.
Well, exactly right.
That was our whole point, Josh.
That's right. That's exactly right.
But you know what? We give our kids too many options. I mean, the world says we don't, but I'm telling you, they got way too many options.
Well, we had some parents that were hard on us.
Yes.
They set barriers for us.
Yep.
And I'm thankful.
Yes.
Because I can go back to our other segment. We're thankful those parents that said, no,
yes.
You're not going.
Yep.
No, you ain't going.
That's right. You ain't leaving this house.
You ain't leaving this
That's
house.
Right.
You ain't going to that. You ain't going over there.
Yeah.
No.
And my dad,
and that ain't allowed in this house.
And there was no explanation.
Yeah.
You know, look, you can't go, Billy, because you know.
No.
No, it was no.
No. Yeah.
No.
Flat out no.
And if you said something else, you got the look, and it was like, okay, well,
but,
I can't go.
But why? Why can't?
Oh, there was no but why.
No.
You
would, got the look. Or
you would have had the tore up seat if you would have, yeah.
But let me ask you this.
Yes.
Did you regret it?
No.
No. I'm thankful for that
I'm
heritage
thankful
now.
For that, too, because I was a hard-headed kid. Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
That's one of the greatest legacies that our parents handed down to us.
But, you know, that's how Jesus molds us. He
yes.
says he's the potter.
Yes.
And we're the clay.
Yes.
And that's what we are as parents to our children.
Yeah, we were trained.
Yes.
They were training us.
Yes.
And that's what we're to do with our kids and
yes.
our parents.
And don't let anybody tell you it's wrong.
Yes.
The world's going to tell you it's wrong.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But it's not.
Well, you know, they said there's a broad way that leads to destruction.
Yes.
But there's also a straight and narrow way that leads to life everlasting.
That's right.
You know, just because everybody's doing it don't mean it's right.
Right.
Don't mean it's the right thing. And don't mean it's a...
Yeah.
But he said, it's get on that straight and narrow. That's what Paul did.
Yes,
Paul got on straight street.
He did.
And that's what we all need to do is stay on straight street. And if you're walking in that... If you're walking in the... on the shoulders today, you're walking in the wandering in the ditches. Get on that straight and narrow road
yes.
today. You
yes.
won't regret it. It's the best life there is. Serving God is the best way.
Yeah, just grab hold of that unchanging hand. Praise
amen.
God.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Wow.
This is good.
God
and it
is
just
so
gets
good.
Away from us.
God is so good.
Where does
good.
The time go?
Wow.
It just flies by, y'all.
It just flies by. I'm going to close out with this one little thought here.
Okay.
Then we'll have a word of prayer. It says, we can say that we love the Lord, but it is proven by him in our serving
yes.
him.
Yes.
We can say that we love, but it's
yes.
better proved in action.
It is.
And I think that is what we need to do today. That's the purpose of this podcast is love in action.
Yes.
Is love in action and being devoted to God by serving him We're not here to toot our horns.
No.
We're not here to be seen. We don't let the left hand know what the right hand's doing.
Right.
But we're here just to simply to say, Lord, I love you, and I'm willing to serve for
Amen.
You. I'm willing to serve you. And Use and a lot of times, serving God is by serving others.
Yes, it is.
And that's the kindness that we show. And we definitely don't want to be disobedient
no.
to His commands, but we want to truly show our love for God by living for Him
yes.
and
Amen.
Serving Him. So it's been another great subject.
Yes, it has.
Being devoted and serving God, having a true devotion to Him. Let's just pray
yes.
that God would just draw us with unity. Father, we,
Lord, Jesus.
Lord, there's no one like you. Lord, there's no one like you. And Father, we come with a humble heart. Lord, we just come with humility tonight, God, Lord, knowing that Lord, we'll never know. We'll never know how much you truly love us. Father, we just thank you tonight, Lord, as we run this race to the best of our ability. Lord, we know we're going to make mistakes. God, we know we're going to have shortcomings. God, we know that we're going to miss the mark. But God, there's nothing that we've ever done. There's nothing that we have done. There's nothing that we'll ever do that will ever stop you and cause you to stop loving us. Lord, you said nothing is able to separate us from the love of God, which
Amen.
Is in Christ Lord Jesus God. Our Lord. Father, we thank you for that extravagant love. Father, we just pray tonight, God, Lord, as we done this study, Lord, over a devotion, Lord, a devoted love to serving you, Lord, that you would continue to strengthen our hearts. Lord, help us to run this race with vigor. God, help us to run it with courage. Lord, and help us to operate out of your faithfulness. Lord, and to function by your trust and your ability to provide and supply all of our needs. Father, we just pray for the hearts right now, Lord, that are listening tonight, Lord, that you will encourage them. Lord, and just send your Holy Spirit to draw all of us closer to you, Lord. Help us to walk in your path, Lord, to follow you, Lord, to follow your voice, to follow your example. Father, we just thank you tonight for your goodness, Lord, that you have shown to all of us. Lord, we want to honor you tonight, Lord, by living a life without doubt, but living a life of love and faithfulness to you. Lord, I love you, and we give you all the praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Glory to God. That was a good one. I'm excited, folks.
Yes.
We're going to be back in a week. So just God bless all of you. Thanks for listening to the Messiah's Misfits podcast. If you haven't already, make sure you subscribe wherever you're listening today so you don't miss an episode. It would also mean a lot if you took the time to give us a review so others can find our podcast and we can continue to serve and to teach.
The Messiah's Misfits podcast is a ministry of Yale Assembly where our mission is to build kingdom people. To find out more about Yale Assembly and our other ministries, you can go to yaleassembly.org.